County sues sushi franchise operators over wage theft disguised as franchise contracts. San Diego County's Office of Labor Standards and Enforcement filed a lawsuit this week that officials are describing as the county's first major labor enforcement action of its kind, targeting five companies that operate branded sushi counters inside grocery stores. Named defendants include Ace Sushi Franchise Corp., Asiana Management Group, Advanced Fresh Concepts Franchise Corp., and its parent company, and Fujisan Franchising, which operates under the Fuji Food Products brand. The legal theory at the core of the suit is the alleged misuse of the franchise classification. Workers were reportedly designated as independent contractor franchisees, nominally their own business owners, while the companies allegedly dictated their schedules, required many to work 7 days a week for 50 to 70 or more hours, denied them breaks, and deducted costs for equipment, ingredients, and spoilage directly from their pay. The result, the county alleges, was take-home wages below the legal minimum. Supervisor Paloma Aguirre described it as a deeply troubling scheme that exploited workers. The county is seeking unpaid wages, liquidated damages, civil penalties, and restitution. If the suit succeeds, it could set a significant precedent for how franchise structures in food retail are examined under California labor law, particularly given that Advanced Fresh Concepts operates sushi counters at grocery stores across California and potentially beyond. On the housing market front, the Greater San Diego Association of Realtors reported that the countywide median sales price for all residential properties held flat at $900,000 in May. The single-family detached median remained at $199,500 and attached homes at $675,000. SDR President Karen Van Ness described conditions as a holding pattern. Inventory is down 12.4% year over year, technically still a seller's market. But with mortgage rates sitting in the mid-6% range, sellers who overprice their listings are finding fewer takers. The market has effectively held at the $900,000 level for roughly a year.